When it comes to building more homes faster, Oro Medonte Mayor Randy Greenlaw says his township can be relied upon, within reason. The township remains committed to helping all levels of government achieve the objectives of building more homes faster, Greenlaw said in an email to Barry Today on Friday afternoon. However, we believe that encouraging housing sprawl is not the answer. He said a well-planned, coordinated approach, which supports Barry's unique role in the county of Simcoe as a hub for education, healthcare, and large-scale commercial, high-density development will ensure smart, strong, sustainable development across the region. Greenlaw was responding to Barry's City Council resolution that was passed Wednesday night that noted the initial land request proposals to the townships of Springwater and Oro Medonte should be reassessed to better respect and identify the city's demonstrated need for vacant land required for comprehensive community employment land and residential housing, in order to meet provincial targets of a Barry population of 298,000 in 2051. Based on the city's experience with developable land within its boundary and historical experience with the 2009 annexation with Innisfil. Greenlaw said the purpose of the report from Hempson Consulting, regarding a joint land needs analysis and study, which deals with the city's plans to redraw Barry's boundaries by absorbing land from Oro Medonte and Springwater, was to conduct an objective analysis of Barry's employment and residential land needs within a study area defined by the City of Barry. Barry Mayor Alex Nuttall, left, and Oro Medonte Mayor Randy Greenlaw. Barry Today Files. Hempson presented its findings to Oro Medonte and Springwater Councils on Wednesday before presenting the same report to Barry Council later that night. It is clear from the report that the City of Barry's long-term employment land supply is adequate to meet the city's demand to 2051, Greenlaw said. It also states that the City of Barry has sufficient residential, community lands to meet their commitment to achieve their provincial housing pledge to 2031. Longer term, the residential growth projections appear to be based on a number of broad assumptions and very ambitious targets, which would require the City of Barry to move beyond its historical average of 625 housing starts per year to 2,500 to meet its targets, he added. The City of Barry has pledged to build 23,000 new homes by 2031. Part of the city's argument for employment land from its neighbors is that the residents living in these new homes will need jobs. Barry's initial land request proposal to Oro Medonte was for 772 hectares, or almost 1,908 acres, east of Penetanguishene Road, south of Gore Road, west of Line 1 South and north of the Shanty Bay Rural Settlement Area. This land consists of active farmland and environmentally sensitive features, the township has said. Barry has also targeted three parcels of land in Springwater for boundary expansion, totaling 1,324 hectares, or almost 3,272 acres. Hempson estimates Barry has 793 hectares, or 1,960 acres, of vacant industrial land, although city staff say that number should be trimmed by 20% because of a new definition for employment land. Speaking at a press conference at Queen's Park hosted by Premier Doug Ford on Thursday, Nuttall referenced the Hempson study. With the relation to the Hempson report that came out, some of the comments from Oro Medonte officials on the border dispute there, I think it's really important to recognize that the report has actually called for upwards of 4,000 acres to be brought in, to Barry, and the Premier and Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, have been very clear that they want to see a local solution, Nuttall said. We're working towards that. Greenlaw disagreed. The report provides an objective factual analysis, he said. Mayor Nuttall's comments do not seem to be aligned with the findings of the report. Officials from Springwater Township wouldn't respond to questions from Barry Today. The township issued a statement Friday afternoon that said it remains committed to finding mutually beneficial solutions for managing growth that strengthen our respective communities and provides opportunities for all residents. It also noted that no specific land has been identified for annexation. Stage 3 of the engagement will assist in identifying parcels of interest, Springwater's statement said. The Township of Springwater has not established an official position on the boundary request from the City of Barrie. The facilitated discussions amongst all parties remains a voluntary process, and in the spirit of cooperation and respect, the Township of Springwater has strictly adhered to the process outlined in the provincially facilitated agreement with the City of Barrie, Township of Oro Medonte, and the County of Simcoe. With files from Bob Bruton.